Call in to Live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
We are at a human tipping point right now. I mean, civil war could be just around the corner. I mean, quite literally, it could be there. And we are at a precipice right now. We're at this tipping point. We're standing at a fulcrum. Could be, it could happen. And it can happen in France. It can happen in the UK. It can happen here. The fourth turning is affecting the entire global pattern of humanity in this destructive phase, no matter where it happens to be. So people can either frantically surrender to the destructive phase, but if you're going to be this warrior that is going to play a role, take a part in the evolution of the human condition, then you're not going to go to a negative place. What you're going to do is go to a place of positivity.
Right. I love how you describe what I'm doing in wave form, creating a destructive wave that's going to destroy the destructive wave. I'm putting that on my resume. That's going to get me out of bed in the morning.
That, I have seen a lot of dead bodies as a soldier, but that worked for those years being there, just began to disintegrate and dissolve my soul. That I actually saw a full colonel, and I won't say what branch of service, but a full colonel started taking fentanyl off the bodies and consuming it. And that was something that eroded. But I really began to understand, you know, the power of the fourth turning and what was occurring in this global perspective.
Yeah, thank God that your voice is coming back to this age, because it's desperately needed. Your viewpoint is unique and prolific, and we've been missing you. So I'm glad that you're back, David.
Oh, thank you. Things have gotten pretty crappy, haven't they?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Not on the faraway battlefields, but right here at home.
I mean, you know, I got so tired of people parroting the same words. We're more divided than ever. We're more divided than every day. It's just being drilled into the global consciousness. And we've just literally made
What are you doing about it?
We got, you know, the shock value daily since Trump got in has been ridiculous, and it's just elevated. So on the astrological new year of this year, March 21st, I just went, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So we're reframing this. And I'm talking to everybody who is anybody in this field, and very grateful that you're one of the first, because like I was saying in the intro, the way you articulate things, you know, it's the depth is very helpful, and this is where we need to start today. So what is your overview of where we're at?
Well, we're squarely within the fourth turning. And you realize that you are this omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent being, that everything is energy and therefore everything can be expressed as waveform on some level. And when you begin to see and experience the world in that way, yes, we are now, you know, we have coalesced into this physical being, and we look around us and we see coalesced physical beings all over. And then when we truly understand that we are 99.9% space, that we are all waveform in that 99.9% space, that we are all decohered into just that matrix field as we describe it, right? And we coalesce to see ourselves in this physical property. That's what happens. But when you surrender to the reality that everything is energy and therefore everything is a waveform on some level, and you understand therefore that you are omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, that you're this powerful being that is coalesced into this physical existence. We have to be warriors. We have to be individuals who powerfully stand in our own moment in a way that we are going to protect ourselves and our loved ones, and we are going to do everything that we can do in the moment to affect the human outcome in this fourth turning. You either have to extricate yourself from that by focusing on other things deliberately so that you do not get entrained. But so many people just turn their face toward the source of this horrible negativity, and they allow themselves to be entrained. They allow their lives, their physical, spiritual, emotional well-being to simply be amplified and follow that frequency. But more critically, that amplitude, that's a powerful wave form of destructive construct that's out there right now.
Yeah.
One thing that we've gleaned clearly, and most importantly out of this hour, which is going by way too fast, is the real depth and breadth of the seriousness of the situation, of why we need to be turning the WTF into where to focus right now. I, for one, plan to do it as though my very reality depends upon it, and invite anyone listening to do the same. The most frustrating thing is the varying degrees of not being able to reach people like your dinner friend, right, who's still out there attracting Mr. Wrong.
Yeah.
Anything that you can suggest that makes a difference, you know, to create stronger entrainment to awaken people? What can we do?
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back and we're live. I'm Nicole Marie Whitney. This is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained, now in its 22nd year. And WTF is what we're doing right now. Where to focus? I've been saying WTF quite often in the last couple of years in a different context, but we're reframing it. And we are doing a series where I'm speaking to amazing people around the world on where to focus and what to do about it. Today, one of my favorites of all time, prolific speaker, teacher, former CIA remote viewer, David Morehouse. We've done, I think, over 22 hours of, at least, of shows over the 22 years. I've attended all of the trainings that I know of that he's had more than once, often more than once, over a 15-year period. We've gone off to Puerto Rico and the Alliance of the New Humanities with Deepak Chopra, gone on to Universal Studios and done Proof Positive, a show proving the positivity and the reality of remote viewing. We've been in the middle of nowhere, Peru, watching UFOs for hours. We've done a lot of work over the years, and he has been one of the most profound and important people that I've connected to for experiential work that I've just mentioned, plus his ability to connect the physics with the metaphysics and really speak to the evolving edge of the human condition. We're going to talk to him now about where to focus. David, welcome back.
Hey, thank you,
hey.
Nicole. It's great to be back. It's good to hear your voice again. And
I know.
I'm sorry, I've got my dog with me. His name is Sherman, and hopefully Sherman will not attempt to become a showrunner and step in. Getting him some snacks right now. I'm babysitting my German Shepherd here.
Oh, Sherman.
But,
I love that.
Hey, it's just amazing to be back. I loved your introduction. I'm trying to find Nowhere Peru on the map as we speak.
It's in the middle.
Nowhere Peru. That was good. Being gone for so long, I mean, you know, it happened fast. I was gone for, out of the net for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know? That was a long time. I think we may have snuck a show in there.
We did, 3
maybe
years ago.
Maybe once, maybe twice. Did we?
Yep, 3 years ago.
My goodness. I should probably explain to listeners that why I did this.
Okay.
I just got to a point where we were in Las Vegas where I was so busy focusing on other businesses. And I know you and I met in Vegas for lunch, and I was telling you about that stuff. It's been kind of crazy. When the war started, I was still teaching remote viewing. By the war, I mean, when 9/11 happened, and everybody knows what that is, but everything started to ramp up, and I was still teaching remote viewing, but I still had the special operations background in the military. And at that particular time, the military was looking for people with my kinds of skill set. They were looking for guys younger, but I had only been out of the Army, and I had resigned in 5 years. prior to that happening. So most of the guys like me were going into the contracting field and doing that stuff. A lot of guys went into back into the National Guard where they could serve there, you know, just impart their knowledge and their experience base there. But I made a promise to Patty that I would not go back as a shooter. And so in this global war on terror, things that started to emerge was this whole new field of medicine that I told you about, which is, it's called operational medicine, or defined as actions at the point of wounding on the battlefield. This war was completely different in Afghanistan and Iraq from a medical perspective. And so I had a pre-med background, and so I opted to work with some physician friends and others, and we had a company called Deployment Medicine International that I worked with. And I left that company after about 8 years. I was a part owner, and then I left it. But I was able to work in the business of saving lives, and it's called tactical combat casualty care. And so I became subject matter expert in TCCC for Defense Medical Material Program Office for the National Center for Medicine at Columbus, Ohio, right next to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, working for Wright State University. And it was an interesting 10 years, but as it started to ramp up around 2005, I just started to realize that I was in kind of an overwhelm. It's very difficult to be focusing in the business of doing that and teaching massive classes of 500 students, that kind of stuff. Where I was not a medical teacher, but I was in charge of and organizing all of this stuff as vice president of operations. And then in 2006, I just got to the point where I said, look, I cannot do this anymore. And I said, the time now is for other teachers that I have trained for them to pick this up and to go with it. And so 2006, I left this community so I could focus in the other areas. Other teachers have been teaching, and when and where I would be able to lend my abilities, my service to come in and lecture, you know, doing like online stuff like we're doing right now, doing Q&A, those kinds of things. But due to health issues, like you and I have been talking about, I got really sick 2 years ago, and I was diagnosed with some pretty significant immune deficiencies and been fighting ever since. But I'm out of the woods on that now. And during that time, I just started to get to the point where I thought, I need to change tracks again. It's time for me to let other people do this tactical combat casualty care thing, and it's time for me to get back into teaching remote viewing and becoming the philosopher that I wanted to be and the writer that I wanted to be. So I'm kind of rebirthing and coming back into that community again, and you're just one of the first people that I've actually started to, you know, do that with. There's a class that's happening there in Vancouver. I don't even know if you knew about it.
Becca,
But you can go to the Core Potentials Academy. Becca, yeah. It's the Core Potentials Academy. People that are interested can sign up for the classes there. The class starts on Friday. If it's within their ability, it's something that they probably would not want to miss. David Hughes is going to be teaching the structure, and then I'll be there doing Q&A in the evenings and lecturing at other times throughout the class. But David Hughes will be there teaching the structure. And for those that don't know, David Hughes used to be the vice president of Sony Music. He's a really brilliant guy. He speaks, you know, fluent Japanese, and he's a Canadian as well, living in Washington, D.C. now because he works for RIAA. Now, I don't know what the acronym stands for, but it's something to do in the recording industry. So he's just a brilliant guy, really, really smart, very articulate, fully understands remote viewing, and just will do a stellar job of teaching it. I have every confidence in him being there doing that. So I hope you are over there watching, seeing, doing, and participating if you can.
We will get that link posted up by the end of this hour, actually. I didn't realize I thought I'd actually missed out on promoting that. So we'll let people know. But thank God thank God that your voice is coming back to this age, because it's desperately needed. Your viewpoint is unique and prolific, and we've been missing you. So I'm glad that you're back, David.
Oh, thank you. Things have gotten pretty pretty crappy, haven't they?
Oh my God.
Not on the faraway battlefields, but right here at home.
I mean, you know, I got so tired of people parroting the same words. We're more divided than ever. We're more divided than every day. It's just being drilled into the global consciousness. And we've just literally made
What are you doing about it? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we got, you know, the shock value daily since Trump got in has been ridiculous and it's just elevating. So on the astrological new year of this year, March 21st, I just went, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So we're reframing this. And I'm talking to everybody who is anybody in this field and very grateful that you're one of the first because, like I was saying in the intro, the way you articulate things, you know, it's the depth is very helpful. And this is where we need to start today. So what is your overview
you.
Of where we're at?
Well, we're, you know, we're squarely within the fourth turning. And, you know, this is by design that we are where we are. And the human condition set itself, you know, to do this with an extremely high amplitude. We know the fourth turning is just part of a cyclic waveform expression of the evolution of humanity, both on an emotional, spiritual, and physical level. And when we go through this fourth turning, this is the destructive phase of human evolution. This is a point where we are going to start exposing, breaking down, destroying ourselves, our institutions, our philosophies, our theology, everything is going to be cracking and crumbling. And people, whether they know it or not, are going to be energetically contributing to this. Just like you said, you keep watching the news, you keep going and surrounding yourself with inflammatory people, you keep involving yourself in things that theoretically, you can change, but realistically, you have no power to change it. But the fact that you're involving yourself in it, what you're actually doing is contributing your element of energy into that waveform, that destructive waveform. You get caught up in it. It's called entrainment. You know, it's a physics property explaining this. You're entraining yourself. You're getting in there. It's like you're on a trampoline with a big heavyweight. And when you're on a trampoline with a big heavyweight, you're not controlling where that heavyweight goes. That heavyweight is controlling where you're going. And the more people that get on there, unless they outweigh that heavyweight, the heavyweight is still now training three people, four people, five people, six people. Now take it up to, you know, this analogy that we're sharing here. It's this one multiple negative, powerful events in the fourth turning that are global in nature. You either have to extricate yourself from that by focusing on other things deliberately so that you do not get entrained. But so many people just turn their face toward the source of these of this horrible negativity, and they allow themselves to be entrained. They allow their lives, their physical, spiritual, emotional well-being to simply be amplified and follow that frequency. But more critically, that amplitude, that's a powerful wave form of destructive construct that's out there right now.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it, and I'm saying it not to frighten people. I'm just saying it so people understand the physics of the metaphysics of that, that it's there. So you can either allow yourself passively or actively to be entrained, or you can actively step out of that. Step out of that waveform and focus on something else. And there are lots of different solutions that we can articulate. We could do an entire show just on that, just talking about possibilities. But primarily what I do is try to teach people to understand the power of themselves within the moment. Teach is not really a takeoff from Eckhart Tolle. You know that I use the science behind the moment, Dirac's delta function, and then everything that Paul Dirac derived the equation from and the modifications that we've applied to the equation so that we're understanding the elements of change and time and how they're attempting to approach zero but never reaching it and how they're attempting to approach the infinite but never reaching it. And through that understanding, you come from that scientific understanding that we demonstrate, and it's very difficult to articulate it because you're talking about an eight-dimensional construct that's being displayed in a two-dimensional diagram, you know, an embedded diagram, a slide. And you're trying to explain to people, you know, an eight-dimensional world that you are existing in and what all that means about the past and the present and the fact that neither of those two elements truly exist, that it is just the moment moving through an infinite field of possibilities in this eight-dimensional construct we call the matrix field. And in moving through that, you understand that the only thing you're in charge of is the moment and what you're doing with yourself in the moment. Because the more powerful you make yourself in the moment, the more focused you become in the moment, the more you detach and let go of the past as you see it, remembering that the past is not really a past. It just happens to be a moment that you move through, and then it goes away. Now, every time you consciously try to go back and relive or readdress moment in the past, what happens? In the past, rather, what happens? Your conscious mind changes it. It flips it. It moves it. It morphs it. Changes it. Makes it more significant or less significant. The point is that it's not real anymore. The only thing that's real about it is what you give it. So if you focus back again on the moment and everything that's important to you in the moment to perfect yourself, to truly be, I heard a previous speaker talking about being a warrior of some sort. That's a good term. You know, we were warriors. We have to be warriors. We have to be individuals who powerfully stand in our own moment in a way that we are going to protect ourselves and our loved ones, and we are going to do everything that we can do in the moment to affect the human outcome in this fourth turning. We either participate in the total destruction and reconstruction of humanity as we know it, or we focus primarily on what we can do now to ensure that the reconstruction is the kind of world, the kind of life, the kind of existence that we want it to be. And again, I apologize for throwing all that out there and just the verbiage, because I know it's difficult to grasp, but the future for us just is a field of infinite possibilities. Now, the more we control the moment, the more power we give ourselves in the moment, the more we are focused in the moment, what begins to happen is, from an infinite field of possibilities, we begin to develop energetically strings of probabilities. And these various strings of probabilities are nothing more than a collection of moments that begin to string themselves like pearls, if you will, just to create that image in your mind. It's not really what it does, but just to create that image in your mind. You're standing in the moment, and just on the other side of the moment, what we're looking at is all of these different pathways to take. And each of those pathways has on it a string of pearls, moment after moment after moment after moment. Now, these strings of pearls, you can start walking on one pathway, and how you react in a moment, 20 moments from now, might cause you to change and jump to another pathway. So the idea, again, is that you are only in control of the moment. You are not in control of the strings of probabilities that are out there. However, the more power you put into the moment, the more you cause yourself to live the frequency and the amplitude that you choose to live, you start to develop these strings, these patterns of potentials that you begin to manifest in your life. Is that clear? I mean, does that make sense to you?
Crystal,
that if you focus on the negative, you will attract the negative. If you focus on chaos, you will bring chaos into your life. If you focus on love, if you focus on knowledge, if you focus on method and practice and the kinds of things that make you get up in the morning and feel good and feel healthy and be in love and want to do something powerful in that moment, in that day, throughout that day, and all the moments that are in that day, you will begin to attract a pattern of potentials that is manifesting the life that you're looking for. Man, we just had dinner the other night, and we had dinner with a friend that actually a person that, you know, 10 years ago, she and her husband ended up selling us our home here in Las Vegas. So they kind of became friends to us and some other friends that were here in Vegas. But something terrible happened with the husband in this relationship. Terrible, almost unimaginable. And he's serving prison time as a result of it. But this beautiful woman, this huge, tall, blonde, you know, that's just gorgeous, she has, since he left, since he was taken away for prison, she has had, and she divorced him, she has had one crappy relationship right after the other. I mean, like almost to a year, just one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. You know, every time we go to dinner, it's like, she's just like, I just attract, you know, I don't know what it is. I just keep attracting these really horrible men. You know, I can look over my spaghetti and meatballs and say, Don't you understand? You just use the operative word there. You attract it. You are living your life in such a way, and you believe about yourself in such a way that the energy around you in the moment is attracting a pattern of potentials, which is nothing more than bad relationship after bad relation, just moment after moment after moment, this pattern of potential. And the only way you're going to change that is to change how you see yourself, is change what you want in your life and how you are living to make sure that what you want is what you attract and manifest in your life. This is a simple principle that a lot of people, much smarter, older, wiser than I, have imparted to humanity in various different ways, from books and lectures and scrolls and tablets, you name it, people have talked about this. And we keep hearing it, but we keep losing focus and sight of it, that all we're in charge of in this life is the moment. We can't keep reliving the past, and we can't keep thinking that the future that is a positive, bright, brilliant future for our ourselves and our loved ones is impossible for us to reach. And the largest section of humanity believes that. You know, they believe it. They believe that it's, you know, there might be something really good that's out there, but it's not going to happen to me. Or it's not going to happen to us. And as people believe that, what's happening, you know, in this metaphysical explanation, in this analogy, you're just standing on the trampoline with a fat guy, you know. You just start jumping with them, you know. You just give up. You see what's out there, that there's a better one, that there's a better life out there, but you just keep jumping with the heavyweight, negative, downer power that's there around us. You know, you keep watching the news. You keep reading the newspaper. You keep believing what everybody says about everybody else. You just have to stop it. Just stop it. Stop doing that and only do the things that you can control in your life and around yourself. And if you'll do that, God, I promise you, it is a mathematical absolute that if you do those things, if you start dominating the moment in a positive way for yourself, that you will attract a pattern of potential that is what you want. The life that you want. It's not to say that there won't be somewhere out there some negative experience that is just part of life. But in the moment, how you deal with that negative experience is what decides whether you stay on the path that you want to be on or whether you suddenly get jumped to another path where you now have to work your way deliberately out of that path and start manifesting again a pattern of potentials that you truly want. Do you have questions? Because I've just nattered on there for about a long time.
Well, we like when you natter on. That's a good thing. But I'm curious, when you were at dinner, did you tell your friend that?
Yes, absolutely. And I told that to her every time.
Yeah.
I happened to be sitting at dinner with her, and she shares this experience with the last creepy guy she was with. And I mean, they're all creepy. These are guys that you would actually have to sit down. And I don't think in my wildest imagination I could even draw these kinds of characters. And yet she finds them. They just like stumble out of the woodwork around her because she attracts it. Just one after the other, she attracts it. And it rubs off on her friends, you know?
Hmm.
She rubs off on her friends because she begins to entrain her friends. And they start to think like her, girlfriends. And so girlfriends that may have had some, you know, either no relationship or were still looking for a relationship, suddenly start to find the same kinds of guys, only from their perspective, right? And I mean, these are really imaginary characters. I mean, they're pretty amazing to find a guy that is that screwed up who is willing to get into a relationship and destroy a woman's life. And that's what these guys are. And yes, I explain it to her. And I mean, I even draw the embedded diagram and try to teach her from that. I'll draw it right on a tablecloth or a napkin if I have to. I'll draw it. And I'll keep drawing it until she finally gets it. I mean, you can't just look at it and go, oh, yeah, well, you know, that's the Dr. Morehouse describing another, you know, physics equation to me, but it doesn't really make any difference. It's not really real. I mean, I really can't manifest what I'm looking for in life. I mean, come on, you know? And then it's, waiter, can I have another drink? It's like, you know, it's a matter of us surrendering to this mathematical absolute, to this physics absolute. You really understand it. If you really listen to what I'm saying and you really grasp it and understand it and you realize that you are this omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent being, that everything is energy and therefore everything can be expressed as waveform on some level. And when you begin to see and experience the world in that way, yes, we are now, you know, we have coalesced into this physical being. And we look around us and we see coalesced physical beings all over. And then, you know, when we truly understand that we are 99.9% space, that we are all waveform in that 99.9% space, that we are all decohered into just that matrix field as we describe it, right? And we coalesce to see ourselves in this physical property. That's what it what happens. But when you surrender to the reality that everything is energy and therefore everything is a waveform on some level, and you understand, therefore, that you are omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, that you are this powerful being that is coalesced into this physical existence, and you have the ability in the moment, right now, the only thing you're in charge of, and when you apply the power that you are into the moment, that you will begin attracting what it is that you desire. If you desire crap, that's what you'll get. If you are focused in fear and focused in chaos and confusion and misunderstanding, hatred, whatever it's going to be, you will attract that. More and more and more and more of it will show up in your life. There will be an unending pattern of potentials that are all negative and destructive. And until you change your understanding, your manner, and your mechanism, your knowing, not your belief, your knowing in the moment, that will be your life. But when you change to that knowing in the moment and begin to live your life in the moment in that fashion with a positive outlook, you will begin attracting positive outcomes. Those patterns of potentials are out there. There's an equal number of positives for negatives. So how do you stumble into the negatives all the time? There is only one explanation for it, and that is for that particular thing. I mean, she's really good at business. She's tremendous in selling houses and things. She's good at that. But in relationships, her focus is in the negative, and so all she ever attracts is the negative. And no matter how many times I try to explain to her how powerful she is, she doesn't deep down inside of herself believe it, and most people don't. It takes a lot of time and just genuine personal honesty to surrender to the reality of this. And if you do, I promise you, you'll create what you want to create. Look at you. I mean, you and I had this conversation, 22 years ago, right? Before you even started this radio show. And it was your belief in the moment, in yourself, that caused this to happen. And it happened just like that. I mean, we just talked about it, and it was, as I remember, just a thought in your head. And there it is. And look at what you've done with it. Just look at the knowledge you have given the world, and especially in this fourth turning, how powerful and significant that is to be a member of the human community that is contributing this positivity into this. What you're doing is creating a waveform that is a destructive waveform to this very powerful negative waveform. And the more waveforms that we're able to put in as we start to entrain ourselves all becoming like-minded, doesn't mean that we're all speaking the exact same words, that we're all thinking the exact same thing. But if we are all focused on this positive being in the moment and creating positivity for ourselves in the moment, we will begin to entrain each other, and we would become this powerful human waveform that begins to fracture and destroy this negative waveform. And that is how we break ourselves, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, out of the fourth turning. That's when we begin the reconstructive phase of the turnings, of the four human turnings. We will go through the destructive phase. And how bad the destructive phase is entirely no one else. You don't get to say it's the fault of aliens or the fault of, you know, dark energy for microbes. It is us.
You know, I remember you talking about the fourth turning decades ago, and it was all sort of hypothetical, far away in the future. It doesn't feel like that anymore. So it would be really good to get your perspective for those that are new to the concept of what you mean by that fully.
Well, it's just, I mean, you could Google the fourth turning, and you will see. Well, let's do it right now. Let me just pull it up so we can talk to what we might see.
All right.
maybe the idea here is that perhaps I can get everybody looking at maybe the same slide, since this is an audio phone call, but let's just go.
I'm going to my Google too.
First of all, there's an Amazon book called The Fourth Turning. There is a website called thefourthturning.com. Let's see what that says. It's talking about all the generational archetypes, and it has the four turnings. Well, it defines, if you go to, it's called lifecourse.com, Life Course Associates, and I am on the tab that's about us, and it says the four turnings. And you read down, and it says the first turning, the second turning, the third turning, the fourth turning. Now, what I'm going to say to you is that if all of you do the research on this, you're going to get a number of different human interpretations of it.
Yeah.
And it gets, each interpretation has it takes on its own flavor, some very simplistic, some very complex. Just suffice it to say that we know that since we have recorded history, historians have gone back to look at these cycles that humanity seems to go through. And the key that we're talking about right now is the fourth turning, which is this destructive phase. So we come out of, constructive phase and a destructive phase, and they are pinned right together. And what we're focused on and concerned about right now is how we're living our lives in the destructive phase so that we are minimizing the impact of the destructive phase. I mean, let's face it, without me putting the negative energy out there, we are at a human tipping point right now. I mean, civil war could be just around the corner. I mean, quite literally, it could be there. And, you know, some people will scoff and say, oh, pshaw, you know, boo, you know, that's never going to happen. But that's what people said before the last Civil War, remember? If you read history, people just didn't believe it. They just, it wasn't going to happen. And then it happened. And there it was. And sons and brothers and fathers were fighting each other. And we are at a precipice right now. We're at this tipping point. We're standing at a fulcrum. It could be, it could happen. And it can happen in France. It can happen in the UK. It can happen here. The fourth turning is affecting the entire global pattern of humanity in this destructive phase, no matter where it happens to be. So people can either frantically surrender to the destructive phase and thereby either negate their input, they'll move away somewhere and isolate themselves, and do nothing except to take care of them and their own. And that is one way to do that. But if you're going to be this warrior that is going to play a role, take a part in the evolution of the human condition, then you're not going to go to a negative place. What you're going to do is go to a place of positivity, where in the moment you are focusing, living, I don't care, praying, meditating, eating, wearing, living, walking, exercising, healthing, whatever it's going to be for yourself. Whatever the thing is that gives you the greatest sense of contribution in your life, that makes you feel the best. And you all know what they are, and they're different for each of us. But if we focus on those things, if we start doing those things, for example, I love to sculpt, but I stopped sculpting, several years ago to focus on being part of, medical healing for two wars and other conflicts. And honestly, that began to drag me down, spiritually and energetically, because I was seeing really bad stuff. I spent several years working with Defense Medical Material Program Office, where I was going to Dover, Delaware, which is where all the KIAs from the Global War on Terror were coming back. People probably know that. If you don't, there is a collection point which is Dover, Delaware, where all of the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines who are killed come to Dover, Delaware. And that is where everything is this somber protocol for how we handle the KIAs and bring them off, and they are processed, embalmed, and put in uniforms and put in military caskets. And then there is an escort officer or an escort NCO. Sometimes it is the brother escorting the body of his sister back, or it could be the sister escorting the body of her brother back home for burial. And I was in there with a medical team, and what we were doing was, as they unzipped the bag, body bags, we were looking for the medical devices which had been used on the battlefield to attempt to save the life of the individual before they succumbed to their injuries and passed. And those could be, pelvic stabilizers. They could be tourniquets, multiple tourniquets, interosseous infusion devices, IV attempts, hemostatic agents, you name it. All of these things are used in tactical combat casualty care. And what we were essentially doing was looking for these devices. We were photographing the devices in a way that they were de-identified or unidentifiable on the bodies. And we were looking for their applications. We were looking to see whether or not they were effective, did the job they were supposed to do, and everything. So if you're getting the point that I'm on, it was hands on bodies, it was looking at bodies, it was dealing with medical devices. And that, I had seen a lot of dead bodies as a soldier, but that worked for those years being there, just began to disintegrate and dissolve my soul. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was wet-eyed, shaking, coming out of it. And I had a really difficult time disassociating myself from just the sadness, the negative energy that was present in doing that job in that place. I mean, there were all sorts of things that attempted to elevate the mood, like through patriotism and, flags that were present and the manner in which you handled the bodies and the purpose of being there and, even how they left, people lining up to salute as the bodies leave in a hearse to go to the airports. I mean, there were all those things there, an attempt to elevate and cause people to be focused on that aspect of it, as opposed to the fact that I was looking at a young man or a young woman who could have been 19 years old, 20, 21 years of age, and many older, but I mean, the cure for cancer might have been there. You know what I mean? The next great heart surgeon could have been there. The next great politician, save us all, could have been there. And now they were no more. Their spirit was on into the year after. And that was something that eroded. But I really began to understand, the power of the fourth turning and what was occurring in this global perspective. And so that became one of the things that was this slow-burning fuse to get me out of that, to say to myself, I've got to leave this. I have got to get back to teaching. I have got to get back in a way where I'm contributing. I'm contributing to saving lives here through the understanding of this and the science and building training methods that teach people to use the device more effectively than they used it on the battlefield. And a lot of procedural training errors and things that were there. But it was so destructive being part of that I actually saw a full colonel, and I won't say what branch of service, but a full colonel started taking fentanyl off the bodies and consuming it. Fentanyl is a class 2 narcotic that's used in tactical combat casualty care. And typically, it's a fentanyl lozenge. You tape them to the hands of like the thumb of a wounded, WAIA soldier. And they can suck on this lozenge until they're numb from pain, or they pass out. When they pass out, their arm falls away and the lozenge comes out of their mouth. But just the energy of this place was so destructive that a full colonel, a career officer, started misusing fentanyl and then started taking fentanyl off the bodies and so that they could continue to go out into the van that brought us to the place and then just start using the fentanyl, just to numb, to numb themselves from the energy that was there. And how much of that do you see? People are always questioning the opiate crisis, in Canada and America, and you're like, well, why is that?
Yeah,
because
you're
in the fourth turning, and people are trying to escape. That's just another method, of checking out and not having it, trying to go into a neutral and not have to deal with it. Anyway, that was my just coming to this understanding of where I was in the world now and what was happening and the fact that I was beginning to be entrained into this. That no matter what was going on, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention to the fact that we're in the fourth turning. And if I'm not paying attention to it, then what happens? You start to entrain with it, right? So I start to move at the same frequency and amplitude. But actually, at this point, we're the waveform expression of the cycle is peaking. We are the peaks and troughs. We are peaking in the fourth turning. And once we peak energetically in the fourth turning, then the fourth turning will begin to lose amplitude. It begins to slide down the backside of the wave into the trough at the low point, where it then transitions into the reconstructive phase. And so what we have to do is, in this time in the fourth turning, is focus again on the only thing that we are truly in charge of. I'm being repetitive now, but the only thing we're in charge of is the moment, right? And we're only in charge of ourselves in the moment. I cannot control what others are doing in their moment. I can only control what I'm doing. If what I'm doing in the moment is powerful and positive and focused, then I will entrain others that are around me to begin to be powerful and focused and positive. And the stronger I am for myself in that moment, the stronger they will be, because they will begin to entrain with me. Happens all the time. Doesn't mean that there won't be outliers. There won't be people that fight against that. No matter how powerful you are in attempting to entrain people into being positive and focused and deliberate in what they're doing in the moment, there will still be outliers that fight against you and rip away. Or outliers that fight against you and attempt to input as powerfully as they can something to destroy what it is you and those that are entrained with you are trying to do. Happens all the time. It is part of any group dynamic if you're paying attention, right? So what to have is our eye on the prize, which is you have to know, don't focus on it, but know that the reconstructive phase is coming of this human evolution, of this human cycle, these turnings. What were you going to ask? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I was just going to say, one thing that we gleaned clearly and most importantly out of this hour, which is going by way too fast, is the real depth and breadth of the seriousness of the situation, of why we need to be turning the WTF into where to focus right now. I, for one, plan to do it as though my very reality depends upon it, and invite anyone listening to do the same. The most frustrating thing is the varying degrees of not being able to reach people like your dinner friend, right, who's still out there attracting Mr. Wrongs.
Yeah.
Anything that you can suggest that makes a difference, you know, to create stronger entrainment to awaken people? What can we do?
It's a difficult question to answer because each of us are different. We all have different interests and likes and dislikes. And when one is talking to people about controlling yourself or, you know, being in charge of yourself in the moment, you're trying to use, you know, kind of generic words like focus and devotion, surrender, because each person has to kind of list for themselves the things that they truly are interested in, the things that they like, the things that they love. And I think it's okay to just kind of free association in your list to look at those things. What do I like? What do I enjoy? What do I love? Create that list, because those are objectifications. When you're writing this list, what's happening is, and I recommend that you do some meditation or some prayer or get yourself into an altered state of consciousness where you are working devoid of judgment, if you can, devoid of analysis, devoid of just limitation, and be in this place where you are detecting from an eight-dimensional world, which is what the matrix field is. And we don't want to get into the definition of that right now. Again, I could talk for an hour just in defining an eight-dimensional world. But we are perceiving. When we are perceiving beyond the physical, when we are closing our eyes in an altered state of consciousness and we are accessing what is out there, that, you know, it has so many different names, you know, the global mind, the universal mind, Gaia, the matrix field, the ether, you name it. There's all man has assigned many, many names to this thing that is beyond the physical. This great vast void, as some call it, that it's anything but a void. It is completely filled with the waveform expression of all thought, all matter, all antimatter, all being, everything that is energy that is and can be expressed in waveform. So it is a holographic matrix field. Any single spot where you are, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent being, you have access to that. It doesn't mean that you have to be there or over there or over there. Where you are right here in the moment, you have access to the waveform expression of all things everywhere, all thought, all things. When I say all things, assign it to anything you can imagine, anything that pops in your mind. So it's there. So the idea here in this exercise is for you to be in this place where you close your eyes. I don't care. Put your hand on a piece of paper with a pen in your hand and start writing what comes to you. And you're asking for, what is it that I like? What is it that I enjoy? What is it that I love? What is it that I, you know, that you go through? And get this list compiled, and it is this free disassociation, as some people might want to call it. I call it detecting and decoding. Detecting meaning detecting the waveform expression eight-dimensionally. Then my conscious mind interprets that into four-dimensional concept. So it's, you know, height, width, depth, and time. It deconstructs it into four dimensions, and then I, four-dimensional concept, and then I objectify it on the paper, which is two-dimensional. You can understand there's this tremendous system of pruning that moves at the speed of thought, right? I step into a place where I am omniscient, right? And I access that information about what is powerful for me, what it is that, you know, I truly love, that I'm truly passionate about. And then I begin to prune that down four-dimensionally and then ultimately two-dimensionally on the page. So the exercise can be repeated many times to build the list, because you prune at the speed of thought, which is faster than the speed of light. But once you have your list compiled, now go through the list and begin to prune the list and really start finding those things that move you, that are, I mean, these go beyond love or just passionate or whatever it is. This is the ultimate thing for you, to look at these things, whether they are things you do, people you see, books you read, paintings you look at, I mean, colors that you put on your walls, all of these things. And you create this thing, which is everything about it. Everything that you're doing is what empowers you to be positive and to be in a reconstructive construct in your mind, in your spirit, in your being, that what you're doing in the moment, which you are in charge of, is all focused on those things, not this outside chaos scratching on the blackboard that is out there right now, between hats and murder and gun, you know, all the other crap that's out there. Stop allowing that to be in this moment and focus on these other things from a very powerful list that you developed. And then once that is developed and you start looking at that, and you look at it every day, look at it every morning before you start your day, look at it at every noonday as your cycle has reached the peak for that day. So look at it to remind yourself and embed that thought and that focus and that manner of being and living in absoluteness within your life and in the moment. Look at it again at night before you go to bed, because then you're in this stage where you can do what is called thought incubation. You have this entire night of entering into this dream state, with this amazing brainwave state that you're down in, right? Down into theta and delta, right? And even below that. When you get down into those states and you've got these powerful words that you are now incubating, that you now begin to dream with those words, you begin to dream situations, you begin to put yourself in places far away, maybe in another dimension, where you're actually inserting yourself into that thing, wearing that power that you're bringing into that place. You come out in the morning and you're refreshed, renewed, powerful again. You can even objectify what it is that you experience during the thought incubation of this sleep. You use that. Maybe you add to your list, take away from your list, and you start it all over again. I promise you, if you will do something as simple as that, just as simple as that, you will begin to start creating and manifesting in your life that which you desire, that which you want and need, that which you are passionate about, that which you will use to help destroy the amplitude of the current fourth turning and increase the amplitude of and shorten the wavelength of the destructive phase. You do realize, I didn't say it, but we can shorten this waveform. It has these peaks and valleys, right? So it has the amplitude and the frequency. Frequency is the number of waves in any given measurement, your measurement of time, right? And through our conscious effort that we assert into unconscious effort, when we begin to live and think that way, but we go through the experience of doing in the physical and the non-physical world, is that we begin to decrease the waveform. We begin to compress the waveform. We begin to not only drop its amplitude, but we begin to narrow the frequency base. And when that happens, that moves us out of the fourth turning faster and then back into the reconstructive phase. And when we get into the reconstructive phase, which is considered the new first turning, right?
We're going to have to pick that up right there. We've got to get you back on. We cannot leave it at that. And we've already passed the top of the hour, so it went way too fast. But
Sorry. We're
off. We really need to get you back on. Will you come back on, David, and share some more?
Absolutely. Why don't you just consider doing it as a regular show? I'm happy to come on. If your listeners are interested, I'm happy to come on regularly. Just schedule a time, and we'll do it.
Okay, I'm going to send you an email today. We'll get you on very quickly to continue the conversation because this is right where we need to be right now. WTF, where to focus, not the other one. That's what it's time for. David, stay healthy. We need you here. I'm so glad you're back.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I look forward to the email and we'll set something up. Thanks to everyone that's listening and supporting Nicole. Love you.
I love how you described what I'm doing in wave form, creating a destructive wave that's going to destroy the destructive wave. I'm putting that on my resume. That's going to get me out of bed in the morning. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Love you so much, David.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Nicole. Bye now.
Bye for now. David Morehouse, former CIA remote viewer. That was live this March. What the heck is the date? March 27th, 2019, part of the WTF series that I'm doing every day on News for the Soul. Karen, hopefully, will call back in, and we're starting a little bit late, open lines. What's going to happen is we have to reset the switchboard. So if you're on it now, which I see some of you are, you're going to get cut off and just dial back in, and we will start a couple minutes from right now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
I've come to the understanding that what is probably happening on the planet is that we are evolving into a super species able to create and do things that are quite astounding, and that the next evolutionary leap is in consciousness. And so I base this all upon science and put together science and mysticism and come up with this vision. What we're going to do is we're going to create a healing ceremony. And in the healing ceremony, what we do is I will be creating a virtual healing temple. And when I say I am creating it, we as a group will create it. I will lead the group into how we do it. And we do it simply through our will and through our intention and through our understanding of everything is connected, everything is energy, our thoughts are vibrating energy, and that what we're going to do is through this, we will create a virtual healing temple whereby we will bring in healing energy from the present, from the past, from the future, and that we will begin to tap in to what I call the energy signature of health and healing that exists as a template in the universe, and we'll vibrate that. And so I'm expecting that people are going to get huge benefit from it and many, many healings.
Welcome to News for the Soul's 20th anniversary broadcast series. News for the Soul, the longest running spiritual empowerment and exploration broadcast in North America, started its 21st year in January 2018, and we're just getting warmed up. It's time to take it to the next level, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth in our 21st year with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. So if you're ready to find out together, get ready for life-changing talk radio. From the uplifting to the unexplained, Platinum Edition, here is News for the Soul.
And we are live. It's Saturday, March 31st, end of March already, 2018. That's something very special for you today. And Nicole Marie Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio, from the uplifting to the unexplained. And one of our original founding members on the line, and someone who many of you know, value, have studied with for many years, and are familiar with the work of. And for those that don't, you're going to be very happy that you now will be after today. The original, well, some call him the grandfather of the mind power movement, John Kehoe. We've talked to him over the years. I've done many of his trainings right from the early days, long before News for the Soul was a glint in anyone's eye. And it was really a big part of the basis of being able to go from nowhere to now here. And I carried around several of his books in my bags, like Bibles, for a lot of years. Mind Power into the 21st Century, Money, Success, and You. Those are my two personal favorites. He has many others, and he has something new to talk about today. And for those of you in the Vancouver area or willing to come to the Vancouver area, we have a special treat to tell you about his new event, Quantum Health and Healing. So we're going to talk all about that right now. Let's get started. John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you again.
It's always a pleasure, John. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm actually, April marks 40 years of me touring and teaching, and so I'm in a very reflective place, looking back at the amazing journey of 40 years traveling around the world and all the books I've written and people that I've touched. And I'm still, you know, working on new material and still growing and evolving. So that's a good sign.
That is a good sign indeed. I think we do that until we don't do anything. And we are not.
Yeah.
Now, I'm very curious about this new work that you're bringing forward. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I wrote a book, my most recent book actually is called Quantum Warrior, The Future of the Mind. And what I've done in this book is I've taken the most up-to-date scientific discoveries on quantum physics, and I've put them together with the mystical teachings of our major religions. And the religions that I've chosen to work with are Christianity, Buddhism, the Jewish Kabbalah, and shamanism. And so working with these religions and their insights and truths, and putting together this with quantum physics, I've come to the understanding that what is probably happening on the planet is that we are evolving into a super species, able to create and do things that are quite astounding, and that the next evolutionary leap is in consciousness. And so I base this all upon science, and put together science and mysticism and come up with this vision.
So how important and prominent is the mysticism side of things?
Well, the mystic side of it just gives a different viewpoint from the quantum side, because the quantum side is quite extraordinary. There's one of the founders of quantum theory, Niels Bohr. He said, "If you are not stunned by and shocked by quantum theory, then you don't understand it." And we do get quite stunned and shocked, because what quantum theory, which is describing quantum reality, is that our world is different than what we've thought it is, and that everything is vibrating energy, and that there is what they call entanglement, in that everything is connected with everything else, or what Albert Einstein referred to as spooky action at a distance, where one thing affects everything else. And so this is what quantum physics is telling us, and yet it defies our five senses, because in our five senses, what we see is everything different from everything else, and nothing is really connected, that I have nothing to do with the tree, and I'm different from my wife, and I'm certainly different from the house I live in, that we're all separate and independent energies and vibrations, and that's how we experience the world. But that is not what quantum physics is telling us. So with my new work on quantum health, I'm beginning to meld these all together.
So how are you melding those together, and why health?
Well, why health is because health is very important to all of us. It's probably the one that we're least interested in when we're well, and that's kind of the irony, isn't it? When everything's going great and we have no health issues, then the things that we're most interested in is making money and getting a good relationship and having a fun and interesting life, which are all very important and valuable, and I'm all for all of those things. But the minute that you have a health issue, that becomes very much secondary, and then we become very, very interested in our health and healing ourselves of whatever it is that's bothering us. So health and my understanding of health is different now than it used to be. And so I want to bring a quantum perspective to health and how we can use the teachings, the mystic teachings, and also the quantum physics to take a new approach to healing ourselves.
So tell us about what the event is that's coming up and how this is going to work.
All right. Well, I'm doing a live event in Vancouver, and that is on Monday, April the 16th, and Tuesday, April the 17th. And that's at the UBC Convention Center. And what's going to be happening is I'm going to be sharing these new healing methodologies. I call it quantum health and healing. And I'm very aware that your listenership is global, and that people can, the vast majority of our listeners, of course, are not going to be able to make that event. But we are going to be filming it, and we are going to be making it available to everybody, because I want everybody to know and understand how this works.
So what's different and unique about your approach to this healing?
Well, there are so many different things that are a different approach. First of all, let's look at the way that we normally look at health and healing, is that we try to the best of our abilities to look after our bodies through nutrition and through exercise, some of us more successful than others. But that's kind of it. And for a lot of us, it's almost paid quite lip service. For example, we know that exercise is really important, but we just don't have the time to exercise. We know it's good to eat nutritious meals, but we don't have the time to cook. But with the methodology, and by the way, this is all very, very important, but I don't have a whole lot to add about nutrition and exercise. I think that's well covered. There's a plethora of material out there on that. What I do have to add, as you know, my work has been all around consciousness and the powers of the mind. I think what I do have to add is how the mind can play a part in our healing and in our health. And so what we do in the quantum health and healing is that we first of all try to understand the world that we are living in, the reality that everything is vibrating energy. Everything is vibrating energy, and that everything is connected. And so what you do, and I have four different stages of this. First of all, you have to know that. And knowing it is either reading about it and or listening to an interview such as this, where the guest is saying, okay, it's all vibrating energy. Everything is connected. And so, okay, you go, okay, I know that. But then the second level is that you have to understand it. Now, knowing it is not understanding it. And we make a big mistake on that. We think because we know something that we understand it. For example, you can say, I know that exercise is good for me, but if you don't exercise it, you don't understand it. Obviously, you don't, because if you did understand it, then you would exercise. So we fool ourselves by thinking because we know something that we understand it. And it's the same thing with coming to terms with the reality that we're living in. Just because you say, yes, I know that everything is vibrating energy and I know everything is connected, that doesn't mean that you understand it. Now, how do you get to understand it? Well, you understand it by contemplating it. You understand it by thinking about it every day. And I'm not talking about being preoccupied with it every day. I'm talking about most of my exercises, as you're familiar with my work, are 5-minute exercises. So what you would do is you would spend 5 minutes every day simply contemplating that that everything is vibrating energy and that everything is connected. And then I take it one step further. If everything is vibrating energy, then also our thoughts are vibrating energy. And so everything is vibrating energy. Everything is connected. My thoughts are vibrating energy. And then you contemplate this for 5 minutes every day. And over a period of maybe a week or two, what happens is that you start to understand it. So then you don't just know it, then you understand it. Now, the third stage is that you feel it. Because feeling is not the same as knowing or understanding. Knowing and understanding works with the mind. Feeling works with the body. And so that you feel the truth of this. And so you let your body have a vibrational feeling of everything is vibrating energy. Everything is connected. Thoughts are vibrating energy. And that you just resonate this and feel it and allow your body to absorb it. And then practicing this technique for 5 minutes every day, what will happen is that you will then begin to not just know it, not just understand it, but you will begin to feel it. And then the fourth stage is you become it. And by becoming it, then you become active in your healing. So what about that?
You know, I have an arsenal of empowerment rampage material when I want to immerse in positive stuff. And I've got your complete online course in there. I refer back to it as the basics, and I really want to implement this health aspect to it, so I'm excited. Who needs to be there? Who's going to benefit by going to your, you know, what's going to happen at this event?
Well, the first part, it's a two-hour event, a two-and-a-half-hour event. It's going from 7 in the evening till 9:30. Well, anybody that is interested in health. And so if you are healthy now, then it will give you tools and techniques that you can maintain your health and become even more vital and youthful. And so it's quantum health and healing. So anybody that has anything, an ailment of any sort, then we're going to be talking about the methods on healing yourself as well. So that's who it's for.
All right. Will you be doing any processes there, any actual healing?
Well, interesting you should say that, because the first part of the evening is going to be on the theory part. And so I'll explain everything in very scientific terms on why this works and how this works. And then in the second section, what we're going to do is we're going to create a healing ceremony. And in the healing ceremony, what we do is I will be creating a virtual healing temple. And when I say I am creating it, we as a group will create it. I will lead the group into how we do it. And we do it simply through our will and through our intention and through our understanding of everything is connected, everything is energy, our thoughts are vibrating energy, and that what we're going to do is through this, we will create a virtual healing temple whereby we will bring in healing energy from the present, from the past, from the future, and that we will begin to tap in to what I call the energy signature of health and healing that exists as a template in the universe, and will vibrate that. And so I'm expecting that people are going to get huge benefit from it and many, many healings.
Wow. Okay, let's tell them where it is and how they can sign up to go.
Okay, well, I think if you go to Eventbrite, that is the ticket service, or you could go on to my website, learnmindpower.com, or just Google John Kehoe, and that will, that's Kehoe is K-E-H-O-E. And go on to Eventbrite, or I guess there's a direct link.
Eventbrite, John Kehoe.
Oh, here's my wife has joined in on here. Sylvia, come on in.
Hi.
Sylvia, where do they go to register for it?
They go to Eventbrite and just put in John Kehoe Quantum Health and Healing.
There you go.
All right. And alternatively, of course, we've got it posted on newsforthesoul.com. Just go to today's show and we'll keep that link with the archive and you'll be able to find it there. Less typing.
Great.
And it's been so great, John. I'm so excited to reconnect with you and Sylvia and to see you at your event. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Yeah, no, it's going to be something very, very special. And so we're very excited about it.
I look forward to seeing you there, Nicole.
Me too. Yay. It's been a while. So thanks again for being here.
It's going to be awesome. It's been a while since John has done one of these, and I've been after him for years.
She said, you've got to bring back health and healing, John. You've got to bring back the
evolved.
Health. But it's evolved. It's a much more evolved model. So we're very, very excited about bringing it to Vancouver.
Well, it's perfect for your 40th anniversary, and I'll be there with bells on. And hopefully you out there listening, John's given you enough information, go check out the link. And there's more online, newsforthesoul.com on today's show or learnmindpower.com. Thanks, John. Thanks, Sylvia. We'll see you soon.
Okay, great.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, you can hear it again all free, all the time, newsforthesoul.com. Something out of the archives now for you.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next.
You're listening to News for the Soul Radio, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997.
We've seen a human dematerialize more than 1,000 times. It's not a rare phenomenon, and the reason that people can dematerialize is because a human body, when it's not in its sort of solid state, is in a hazy wave state, and it's not solid at all, and so that's why people can dematerialize. So this non-solid being is sitting on a stool, and they're essentially a spirit with a physical body that has all of these geometries and mathematics in them, and as the purple light goes through, it's really like the Christ consciousness or the Buddhahood or whatever you want to call it. It's difficult to get into terms, but when the light goes through them, it fixes up their geometries and they get better.
You're now tuned in to Nicole Whitney's News for the Soul highlights, life-changing spotlights she has shared with leading teachers in the human consciousness field since 1997. Go now to newsforthesoul.com to hear the full shows totally free. That's newsforthesoul.com.
And we're live. Surprise, 10 a.m. Pacific time. We have a surprise for you today. I'm Nicole Marie Whitney. This is News for the Soul. Life. voice going away. Life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Got that covered in full. We're on for several hours today, by the way, so stick around. But we're starting out with something really exciting because he's up to good stuff. And I know Carrie O'Connor and I have been talking about him quite a bit lately, so his ears have probably been burning. Well, it's Stuart Wild. Anything could have been burning. so he should need no introduction whatsoever. Evolutionary, metaphysical, wild guy, author and leader, and always floating around on the outer limits of the known consciousness of humankind. I don't know how else to describe him. He's here, he's now. Stuart Wild, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Hi, am I online with you? Because I was on your caller line before.
Yeah, you're totally on the line with. I can totally hear you.
Cool. do you think you could sort of like talk for a minute while I call you back on a phone card? Because
okay,
I'm in a really expensive hotel, and they're going to charge me $5 a minute, you know?
Oh, God. Okay.
So
well,
can you tell them something interesting, and I'll call you back like within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, bye-bye now.
Okay. All right. So, interesting. I will tell you about what's going on here. How about that? First of all, for the next hour, God willing, we'll get Stewie back on here in a second, and we will have our conversation for the next hour with Stuart Wild as to what's going on, because he's suddenly popped up here in Vancouver unexpectedly, and he's got some cool things going on, as Carrie O'Connor's been telling us about. She went actually with him in Vegas about 2 weeks ago. This has got to be good. You know it's good if Vegas works its way into the story with Stuart Wild. So we're going to talk about that for the next hour. Then we have open lines. So that's where we're at right now. And then, okay, Stewie's having trouble calling back in. I'm going to go to a commercial, and we'll get Stuart on the line. Hang on.
How would you like to learn how to bend metal with your mind for real? Well, you can. News for the Soul is home to the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, an instantly downloadable digital gift that contains 2 hours of audio and visual instructions designed to get your mind out of the way and teach you how to truly affect solid matter just with your thoughts. Find out once and for all how you are affecting your reality with every thought you think. Don't let anything block you from creating the life that you want. Download the newsforthesoul.com Spoon Bending Kit today. Just go to newsforthesoul.com right now and click on the bent spoon. That's newsforthesoul.com.
We're still working on getting Stuart back on here. He's having trouble with his calling card. So stand by, Stuart Wilde, on News for the Soul, God willing. Okay, let's see if we've got him back on. Stuart,
I wound up in the host queue, and I was going, hello, 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 I didn't get you.
Oh, my gosh, you were hosting your own show.
I'll tell you what was weird. I got a phone card from the 7-Eleven, and when I punched in the code, it said it's an invalid card.
So that took
me 5 minutes. Anyway, listen, nice to talk to you. I haven't talked to you for ages and ages and ages, but we did some shows together years ago, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
For going quite a ways back, you know.
Before the flood.
Yeah, I know. So I've been talking to Carrie O'Connor. Of course, she's a regular weekly guest on News for the Soul, and she's been telling me all about.
Nicole, listen, your voice is breaking up, so I'm only getting little bits of stuff. Are you on a mobile or something?
No, I'm just going to switch my headset. Hang on.
Okay.
I love the technical things these days. Boy, oh boy, it's just constant.
Yeah, no, that's loud and clear now. That's an improvement. Thank you.
Okay.
So you were talking about Kerry O'Connor. Yeah, she's a good friend, and she came over to Ireland for a few weeks, and she got to hang out with me and other people, and it was really, really good. You know, Chris Krebsik of thehoodedsage.com was there and so forth.
Yeah, well, she was saying that you're up to some very interesting things, so I'm just bursting to get the latest Stuart Wilde news.
Well,
so
I'll tell you what. Okay, here's the story, Morning Glory. I saw this great light come into my hands about maybe 6 months or a year ago, and I could see it with my eyes shut, inner sight, and I could see it with my eyes open, you know, normal sight. And then I saw these visions that told me to go and put my hands on people and, you know, offer them a kind of spiritual renewal, a blessing, a healing, you know. So I started trotting around Ireland, and I went to a place, a sacred well called St. Patrick's Well, and then the committee threw me out. They didn't want me there. So I went to other places, and I've been doing healings in Canada and, you know, just various spots. I'm going to go to Italy and do them in Rome at the Vatican. And I posted all on my site, you know, stuartwilde.com with a U, S-T-U-A-R-T, so people can follow along if they come. I've done 2,411 so far. So I'm motoring. Yeah.
You are motoring. I know. And I.
Yeah, that's in about 6 weeks or 8 weeks, you know. I haven't started that long ago, you know.
And you were in Vegas.
Yeah, I was in Vegas. I had 705 people. And I did a short healing on all of them. And then I did a much longer healing. So I kind of did 1,410 healings there.
Jeez. So tell me about the healing itself. What is it? What's going on?
Well, what it is, I have to back up and tell you something else. Like 2.5 years ago, I saw this light. I was in Vancouver, actually, on the water, an apartment on the water, facing Granville Island. And I saw this light appear in the room, and it was strobing all around the room. It looked like an oval football. And it was going ping, 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 ping. And it was there for like 5 hours. And I saw the Christ consciousness and the solar logos and hosts of angels, many things, you know. And at the end of that series of visions, and there were four other people in the room, they saw it as well. I got stigmata through my hands and my feet, and it's the sensation of nails or skewers going through.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.